Brazil police break up crypto laundering ring. Using 87 shell firms, Brazil's federal police launched Operation Veil of Maya on July 11, 2026, targeting a money laundering network that allegedly used 87 shell companies to move illegal betting proceeds and cryptocurrency funds, according to a Cointelegraph report on the action. The operation name points at the structure investigators say they found layer after layer of paper entities built to hide who actually controlled the money. The case sits at the intersection of two things Brazilian authorities have been chasing hard this year: unlicensed gambling operators and the crypto rails used to wash their revenue. Neither is new. What stands out is the scale of the corporate camouflage, with dozens of registered firms serving as pass-throughs rather than real businesses. The shell company playbook money laundering through shell companies follows a familiar shape. Dirty funds enter through an entity that looks like a legitimate merchant, get shuffled between related companies to break the audit trail, then exit looking clean. Adding crypto to that chain does two things for the operator. It speeds up the movement across borders, and it swaps a bank's compliance desk for a wallet address that does not ask questions at the moment of transfer. The 87 company figure matters because it shows intent to defeat exactly the kind of analysis regulators now run. A single shell is easy to flag. A web of them, each doing a small slice of the volume, and each with its own bank relationship, is designed to keep any one transaction under the threshold that triggers a report. Brazil's federal police unwinding that web suggests they were tracing flows across entities rather than reacting to one suspicious deposit. Illegal betting is the reported source of funds here, and that pairing is common. Gambling businesses generate large volumes of small transactions, which is convenient cover for laundering because the noise hides the signal. When those operators are unlicensed, they cannot bank openly, so crypto becomes the settlement layer that keeps the operation running. Brazil's widening enforcement net. This is not an isolated raid. Brazil has spent 2026 building out both the rules and the tooling for crypto oversight. The country's B3 exchange launched Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana options earlier this year, a sign that regulated crypto activity is being pulled into mainstream financial infrastructure. Enforcement actions like Operation Veil of Maya are the other side of that coin, the state making clear that the same rails carry consequences. The direction mirrors what other regulators are doing. Kenya's market regulator recently moved to acquire blockchain analytics tools for tracking crypto flows, and enforcement bodies across jurisdictions are treating on-chain forensics as a standard part of financial crime work. The transparency of public blockchains cuts both ways. It lets launderers move fast, and it lets investigators follow the money once they have the wallet. For users in Brazil, the practical takeaway is not that crypto is under threat, but that the compliance perimeter is hardening. Regulated on-ramps, licensed exchanges, and card products that run through registered issuers are the surfaces that stay clear of this kind of scrutiny. The operators being swept up are the ones deliberately outside that perimeter. The custody angle for ordinary users. Enforcement stories tend to blur the line between criminal misuse and normal use, and it is worth keeping them separate. The people running 87 shell companies are not the same as someone spending stablecoins on groceries. But the sweep does reinforce why custody and counterparty choices matter. When a laundering case hits a custodial platform, funds tied to an investigation can be frozen while authorities sort out what belongs to whom. Users who hold assets on a platform caught in an enforcement dragnet can find balances locked through no fault of their own, a pattern seen in past exchange collapses. Self-custody options that let you spend from your own wallet avoid that specific exposure, since there is no shared pool for an investigator to freeze. That is not a comment on this case, where the targets appear to be the operators themselves, but it is the reason the custody question keeps coming up whenever enforcement makes headlines. The other reminder is basic hygiene. Funds routed through opaque intermediaries, whether shell companies or unlicensed swap services, carry contamination risk. Receiving crypto that later turns out to be traced to an investigation can freeze your own access even if you did nothing wrong. Sticking to regulated venues and transparent counterparties is the boring answer, and it is the one that holds up.